5:44 on your Monday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan for another 2 days, today and tomorrow. And the plan is for Greg to be back on Wednesday. Hopefully all the dads out there had a good Father's Day yesterday. It was a beautiful day yesterday. We haven't had one of those in a while. Wind was barely moving. Just a very, very slight breeze yesterday. Wasn't smoky. That was certainly nice. You could actually see the blue in the sky. That was here yesterday. Saturday, though, things got stormy in certain parts of the province. It was indeed a stormy weekend. Several tornadoes looking like they touched. Environment Canada's Dan Fulton is giving us our newsroom, the new information this morning.
We're still looking into, there was actually quite a few reports from the weekend. The Colville one, we haven't officially confirmed it yet, but I'm going to say that one's pretty highly probable that it did touch down. There's a nice picture of it, and it looks like it's awfully close to the ground. So probably do something officially with that later today.
That is north of Kindersley, also north of Kindersley.
There was a second one near Reward a little bit later, about an hour later. That one we have to look into a bit more.
That's not all.
There was also a couple tornadoes reported north of Saskatoon on Saturday. One near Hepburn and one near Alvina around, let's say, mid to late afternoon. Both of those are we're going to call probable right now. Just going to go over and make sure everything matches up there. But we also had some reports of associated with those storms. It was actually just one storm that kind of just tracked along north of Saskatoon. We also had reports of golf ball hail, local flooding, and some trees snapped. So a pretty powerful storm that went north of Saskatoon on Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, so four tornadoes in all are possible, as you heard Dan Fulton there from Environment Canada explain to us this morning. We've been getting a bit of much-needed rain. Certainly here, it's nice, but same with those up north, where the wildfire situation continues to improve. More people are going home, including Candle Lake, and they never had a mandatory evacuation in Candle Lake, the resort village. It was always a voluntary evacuation. But now, people can continue to go back there after those in LaRonge, Airrange, got to go back a number of days ago. Nice to see. Hey, also nice to see the Riders get another win, this time on the road. Now they're 2-0 after a 28-23 win over Hamilton.
Well, I thought it was a terrific game.
A great win. I'm not going to complain about that. We weren't at our best, but when the game mattered, we won.
Yeah, the Green Zone was live at Boston Pizza, Acre 21 for a watch party, Riders and Oilers. Speaking of which, Game 5, the Stanley Cup Final, goes to Florida.
Close to Reed and clears for the empty net. Score! And that silences the crowd here in Edmonton.
Yeah, 5-2 win from this past Saturday in Alberta's capital. It was a game in which Florida had a couple three-goal leads at various times. I still don't think anyone totally thought the Oilers were out of it, even when the Oil went down 3-0. 4-1. After all, they've come back from 3 against Florida earlier in this series. But you can't get down to a good team like Florida repeatedly and expect to come back all the time. You just can't. They're the defending Stanley Cup champion. And now, with one more win, they'll repeat as champs. Edmonton is facing something they haven't faced all playoffs. An elimination game. The first one in these playoffs where their backs are against the wall. They have to do it. We talked to Oiler fans here in Saskatchewan after this most recent loss.
I think it's going to bring some confidence.
They've been down before. We saw it last year.
Some remain hopeful. Others, not so much.
Not really confident. Kind of more nervous than anything.
I'm not that confident. That kind of killed my confidence this game.
Game 6 goes tomorrow in Florida. The Panthers can win it in front of their home crowd again. If the Oilers can pull it off, Game 7 would go on Friday in Edmonton.
Yeah,
552, the Riders beat Hamilton 28-23 on Saturday. They are now Saskatchewan 2-0 on this fresh new season. On the line with me this morning to talk about the game, Belton Johnson, part of our Green Zone pre- and post-game show for the Riders, Grey Cup champion. Belton, how was your Father's Day, buddy?
Oh, man, it was a really good one there, Kevin. You know, the kids got me a couple gifts. My youngest had a coupon thing where, you know, she'll fix daddy of lunch or give daddy a back scratch. So I took advantage of that and you know, the meal, right? You know, we had steaks, potatoes, you know, Caesar salad and everything. It was a great day, man.
Oh, yeah, that does sound good. Does sound good. Also good, the Riders, of course, winning for a lot of fans here in the province. But what happened to Brett Lawther? I think that was the big talker. And as we're watching the game at home, here we have the wives and girlfriends. It was funny to see the reactions of people in the room. On one hand, it was like, what are you doing, Lawther? You got to go. You got to go. And some other reactions were, well, I kind of feel bad for him at this point. So he did not have the sharpest game.
He didn't have the sharpest game. And, you know, like your friends and everything, I was thinking the same thing, get rid of him. But, you know, Brett Lawther, you know, he's had games like this in the past and, you know, last year, as a matter of fact, and he was able to bounce back. I think he'll be able to bounce back from this game. You know, he's a professional. So, and the one thing I did find out, Kevin, was, he wasn't able to practice field goal kicking last week with them being indoor with the smoke and everything, right? So I'm going to chalk that one up, and I know he'll be back this upcoming week.
That's right. Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray had told us that last week that, yeah, when you do move indoors, and, you know, you may know this from a certain extent, you can't do everything that you want to do. And in his case, you know, probably kick like he wanted to kick. Now, aside from Lawther, what concerned you a bit from this game, Belton, and what impressed you about the Riders?
So what really concerned me is the busted coverages, right? Like, you know, Coach May spoke about that after the game. So Kenny Lawler, he had a heck of a game, wide receiver for the Ticats.
Torch
he had
him.
8 catches, 162 yards. So they need to fix that.
What about what impressed you from the Riders, Belton?
Well, there was a couple things that impressed me. One is A.J. Ouellette. He had 96 yards rushing, had a nice stiff arm on that 47-yard run that he had for a touchdown, right? And the O-line, I'm going to tell you, they've only given up, I mean, it's only 2 games. I know it's early in the season, but they've only given up 1 sack these 2 games here. And, you know, for the Riders to have moved pieces around along that O-line, they've shown pretty darn good the past 2 games here, Kev.
Belton Johnson on the line with me this morning. So Trevor Harris, Belton, after the game says they're finding ways to win, and that is the DNA of a championship caliber team. That's not putting lipstick on a pig, is it, at this point?
No, I don't think it is. They found a way to win. Roland Milligan, he had the pick 6 there in the game, right? And so that when he had that pick 6, that gave the Riders the lead, and the Riders never looked back after that. It's just that, you know, with Brett Lawther missing those kicks, to me this game shouldn't have been close as it was. They should have, you know, what Brett Lawther had missed 3 field goals and an extra point. So you tally that up, add it to the score, you know, it's a double-digit lead there and everything, right? So the game shouldn't have been closed. They got it. They were on the road. Hopefully they play better this week against a not-so-good Argos team.
Clean up the kicks. Belton, always appreciate your time.
Hey, have a good one, Kevin.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Next up for the Riders, by the way, another game against an Eastern team, yes, in Toronto, as Belton mentioned, on Friday. Have some more chicken. 6:13 on your Monday morning. About big stories we're following in the news for you this morning. Andrew Shepherd is discussing them in the newscast, fresh off military parade marking the Army's 250th anniversary, which was the same day as his birthday. Now, U.S. President Donald Trump is one province over. He is in Alberta, in Kananaskis. The G7 Leaders Summit getting underway a little bit later today. We've already seen some protests in Calgary yesterday over some not wanting Trump to be here. Trump meets one-on-one today with Prime Minister Mark Carney. Also, we're learning a man from here died in that Air India crash. That's right, from Regina. Now, he wasn't a Canadian citizen, because we've been telling you the news that one Canadian citizen died. But he wasn't Canadian, so he wouldn't have technically been counted as that. But we are learning from his family through a GoFundMe. It says he was a husband, a father of two daughters, and a well-loved member of the South Regina community. So development coming in on that. We thought there was just the one Canadian, and now somebody from our own community was on that plane. We don't have many other details at this point in terms of, you know, what specifically was he doing over there. It's for personal reasons. Of course, Andrew Shepherd has some of those details in the newscast for us this morning. One of the other big stories we're tracking is the Rough Riders. A big win for them over Hamilton, now 2-0. That was on the field. This morning, we're taking a look at the Riders off the field in a way that you may have never really, I mean, you might imagine, but our Brittany Cafe is giving us a little bit more into what feeding the Rough Riders is like. So you think feeding your teenagers is expensive? Try feeding the entire offensive line. We're finding out exactly what it takes, what it costs as well to keep Saskatchewan's biggest athletes game day ready.
There's big, there's football player big, and then there's Saskatchewan Rough Riders offensive line big. These are the men that head coach Corey Mace affectionately refers to as hogs, and they don't earn that title by skipping meals.
You want those hogs up front to move the bodies. You know, if we can make it easier for those backs in the run game, and to be able to create space for them without them having contact, yeah, you need a bigger body to do that.
When you break it down to brass tacks, the O-line's job is fairly simple. They need to protect the quarterback. If you want to do that, you need to be big. And these guys tell me that if you want to be big, you need to eat. Daniel Johnson starts his day off with a breakfast plate that resembles Mount Everest.
Potatoes, eggs, sausages, just mix that all up and then have some yogurt, dates, and nuts.
And Jacob Brammer, he's clearing out egg cartons like it's a competitive sport.
I go through 30 a week.
If you think that's extreme, Logan Furland doesn't just eat eggs, he drinks them.
Raw eggs, I can mix them with my smoothie. That's 6 raw eggs.
Now, eating 6,000 calories a day, nearly triple the average person's intake, doesn't come easy or cheap.
Not including supplements, I'm at least 1,000 a month. Spend more on groceries than rent.
And a buffet hates to see these guys coming.
I'll usually wait to the back of the line so there's some left. Otherwise, they get low mat.
Brammer tells me that his appetite has become a bit of a family legend. The food never lasts long when he's around.
They're like, okay, now we got to make more. Jacob's coming.
It's not just about packing in calories. It's about making those calories count. They try to eat clean, whole foods as much as they can. But Johnson admits that even the most disciplined players have their weak spots.
I try not to get packaged stuff. I try not to. But, you know, like the snacks, I love Fruit Sensations. That's my go-to.
When you have to be big to do your job, eating isn't really optional. It's expected.
Throughout the season, it's like you dread having to, like, every time you sit down, you're like, all right, I should probably have something in my hand.
It does become a chore for sure, but at the same time, when I'm ready to be done and retired and hang up the cleats, it's going to suck to stop eating because I love my food. Like, it's nice to be able to, as an old lineman, to be able to eat pretty much whatever you want because we're burning so many calories. So that has a nice part to it.
These are big guys with big appetites and even bigger hearts. Just don't get between them and a buffet. In Regina, I'm Brittany Cafe, 980 CJME.
Come home late some night with your eyes on.
22. Happy Monday morning. What a beautiful Father's Day it was yesterday. Could see a bit of the sky, the blue sky. That was nice. Not really the windiest day either. It seems like it's been breezy for a long time. Still a lot of, it looks like it's snowing out, or it looks like, as I heard somebody also describe it, as the upside down from Stranger Things. You have all these floaties of the poplar fuzz out there. Certainly in my neighborhood in the Northwest, there is a lot of that to clean up. Didn't notice it last year as much, but 2 years ago, it had accumulated where, it did look like a little bit of snow on the lawn. I know at that time we've been hearing that it, in many cases, stresses out the trees when obviously smoke is around us. It was pretty smoky last week. This morning as we're waking up, though, not overly, not really at all. You look at the air quality health index this morning, it's 3, so low risk, and it stands to be that way at least for the rest of today. Right now, by the way, there are 13 active wildfires this morning in the province. That is down pretty significantly from last week. 5 of those active wildfires are not contained. They had more rain over the weekend up north. It means more people are going home. More people have been going home. We can tell you the voluntary evacuation order in Canada Lake just got lifted.
It was a great feeling, and I'm so glad that people can come back to this community.
Mayor Colleen LeVoy says people have been heading back there the last few days.
The traffic was slower because there's boats and quads and trailers coming back, and I was sure happy to see that.
Owner of JD Mini Golf, Jackie Davis, says it's been a difficult few weeks.
Waiting was hard. The unknown was super hard, and we got through it. So bring on summer.
Well, the fire ban in that community remains in place. This has to be good news for Creighton. Just on the other side of the border, the city of Flin Flon, Manitoba, is making some progress, which is continuing with re-entry planning for essential services. Weekend weather helped with firefighting efforts, according to the city. So workers in essential services, including fire, police, EMS, and the hospital, are returning to parts of the city first and must abide by curfew and travel restrictions. Critical businesses like gas stations, grocery stores, pharmacies, and banks also been contacted to determine how many staff they require to reopen. We know those in LaRonge, Air Ronge, that area, they got the go-ahead to go home. And we will speak to a reporter from LaRonge now a little bit later in the show just to check in with how LaRonge is doing, how people are feeling, if everybody's back, and what the potential damage looks like in that city. Another big talker from over the weekend, and we can tell you this morning, the Minnesota manhunt is now over.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter. That's 48 hours that law enforcement involved in a complex and dangerous manhunt.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz made the announcement of the capture late yesterday. Police say Bolter crawled to officers in surrender after they found him in the woods near his home. He's charged with 2 counts each of murder and attempted murder. He's accused of posing as a police officer and shooting and killing former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband in their home early Saturday, and as well injuring State Senator John Hoffman and his wife at their home. Wild story from over the weekend. I know that was a big talker in our family. And yes, it was a stormy weekend as well here. And you talk about how the smoke is kind of gone, but Environment Canada is telling this morning that several tornadoes are possible. Most of them are probable. And this is not really as much around Regina, but to the north of Kindersley and some areas to the north of Saskatoon from over the weekend. So certainly a stormy weekend. And as you've been hearing in our forecast this morning, it could be a stormy day in Regina, both today and tonight as well.